This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's start with a recent report from the KPOR Foundation and the American Indian Science and Engineering Society that looks at indigenous workers in tech. It's a group that is seriously underrepresented in that sector that can pay high wages, and the barriers to entry start early. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Over the last 4 years, Wyoming Indian High School on the Wind River Reservation has been building a computer science program from scratch. Now, teacher Richard Nguyen says his students can earn college credit, professional certifications.
One student has talked to the Marines, and she is planning to go Marine Corps for cybersecurity. Two students in my tech squad have asked for recommendations for colleges because they want to go into computer maintenance.
Nguyen says his students are learning skills that set them up for high-paying jobs. And in that sense, this program is filling an important gap. One that exists across the country, says Tiffany Smith, with the American Indian Science and Engineering Society. She co-authored the report.
From what our data showed, only about 59% of Indigenous students attend a school offering a computer science course. And that goes down to a glaring 20% when you're looking at only high schools on reservations.
And the lack of a K-12 foundation makes it hard for Native people to do well in college computer science programs or break into tech professions.
We're really being excluded from one of our country's greatest engines of wealth generation.
Frida McAleer with the KPOR Foundation says that hurts whole tribal economies. She says the solution starts with proper funding for Native-serving public schools, including those run by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. But she says the tech sector has a role to play, too.
We'd also love to see expanding recruitment to communities with Native talent from tech companies.
Communities like the Wind River Reservation, where teacher Richard Nguyen says there's a growing pool of Shoshone and Arapaho coders and programmers and cybersecurity experts.
What we want to see is more tech jobs come into Wyoming.
So that his students don't have to leave their tribal communities to use their skills. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.